When the Affordable Care Act was first enacted, 20 states chose not to expand Medicaid coverage, saying they could not afford the cost of increased coverage. But there are pros to Medicaid expansion. The promises of a lower uninsured rate, along with compensation for states and hospitals for at least some of uninsured care, which is why those watching healthcare policy in America currently have their eyes on Nevada.
The state legislature there just passed a Medicaid for All bill promising all uninsured Nevadans they may join a Medicaid plan regardless of income level, while it awaits action from the governor. Healthcare expert and Princeton lecturer Heather Howard is with us to talk about it. Heather, could you start with kind of a primer on what's happening in Nevada and why it's significant?
What's happening in Nevada is that they're trying to address this question of affordability. We know that even though over 20 million people have gained health insurance under Obamacare, the cost of health insurance is still prohibitive for many. So the Nevada idea is to allow people to buy into the Medicaid program. Legislation has passed the legislature, which is controlled by Democrats, and is now on the governor's desk. And it's not clear whether he'll sign it. The governor's a Republican. But he has a history of supporting the Medicaid program, and he expanded Medicaid under Obamacare. So the theory there is allow people to buy, people who can't otherwise afford health insurance, to buy into the Medicaid program, which tends to be a more affordable program. It's designed for people who are low income and is generally more affordable. It's a little bit analogous to what was proposed in the Affordable Care Act, which was to allow people to buy into Medicare, the program for seniors. What you're seeing now is sort of states saying, okay, well, if it's not going to happen at the federal level, let's see what we can do with the tools we have.
Considering the current administration, considering what the AHCA looks like, this is certainly not something Nevada could do on its own, right? It would have to have some influx of federal funds.
That's right. There are several potential hitches in the process. One is the state would need a waiver granted from the Trump administration. So it's unclear how that request would be met by the Trump administration. They have signaled that they want to see more state flexibility. So in that sense, they're certainly welcoming state waivers, but we've yet to see a state propose a progressive waiver. And so it's unclear how that request would be met. I think the second potential roadblock is that at the same time that Nevada is asking for this waiver, you've got Congress considering legislation, the American Health Care Act, that would repeal parts of the Affordable Care Act and actually dramatically cut the Medicaid program. So to the extent that that Nevada is thinking about building this expansion of coverage basically on the footprint of a Medicaid program, you've got at the same time Congress thinking about really scaling back and dramatically reducing the Medicaid program. So it becomes a less stable basis on which to be building an expansion of coverage. But all eyes should be on how this state action interacts with potential congressional action.
Are there built-in provisions here in Nevada based on, let's say, if in fact there are efforts to block it by the administration or the AHCA is passed and it's somehow, or something close to what the AHCA was in the House. Are there provisions with Nevada, or would this be sort of overturned, overwhelmed because of changes at the federal level?
Well, so that's what makes it so interesting to watch, is we don't really know how the federal government is going to react to it. The Trump administration has signaled they want to give states more flexibility, and the American Health Care Act, which is in Congress now, would give states more flexibility. But I think they're envisioning flexibility of a certain kind, and this is flexibility with more progressive stripes. And so it's unclear whether that'll be met with favor from the Trump administration. But Nevada is well positioned to be making this request. They have a robust Medicaid program. So Nevada may be well positioned to be doing this as a purple state coming in saying, hey, let us try something interesting and to be innovating in this way.
Are there other states, whether purple, blue, or red, that you've heard trying to prep themselves for this, where the governor, the legislature really believes in Medicaid expansion but also doesn't want to go too far if the money's going to be too tight?
Another state to watch is Minnesota, which is also looking at ways to allow people to buy into state-run programs and thinking about how they can go to the federal government and ask them to partner in how to do their innovation. So Minnesota also looking from a progressive perspective, but then I would mention also Oklahoma is looking to use newfound flexibility to promote health reform that meets their goals. So what you're seeing, if you compare Nevada, Oklahoma, Minnesota, very different states in terms of how their healthcare systems play out and the politics of their states, but the commonality is how do we fix what may not be working in our states? And is there a way to get flexibility from the federal government to do it? And when we say flexibility, we don't just mean flexibility like give us the authorization. The states want the federal government to help pay for their reforms. And so it's particularly interesting to watch states say, let's get off the sidelines. Let's see what we can do to protect health care for our residents. And certainly you're seeing Nevada is one of the leading states doing that.
Heather Howard is a lecturer at Princeton, and we've been talking about Nevada's Medicaid for All program.